council and council staff have done a huge amount of work and invested a huge amount of resources into getting the leisure centre to a shovel-ready position. They've also, along with support from numerous community groups, sporting groups, educational facilities and the leisure centre committee, have submitted a very, very detailed application to the large-scale sport and infrastructure fund, with contingencies included. That application totals about 17 million euro. So it's now shovel-ready. The fund is to be announced very soon. I would really hope that the Minister for Sport sees the merit in this. We're one of only two leisure centres that have applied that have full planning permission. We're ready to go. Leisure centres are specified as a key part of this fund. So hopefully we could be very, very close to seeing good news for the leisure centre. But it all depends now at this point in the Minister for Sport heeding the will of the people of Inishowen, understanding the importance of this leisure centre and releasing the funding.
And it would be hopeful that the funding will come through, especially given Ireland's success at the Olympics in swimming and also with Mona McSharry's ties to Donegal.
Absolutely. Look, our swimmers brought great global acclaim to the Irish swimming, the sport of swimming in Ireland. It's very popular right now. The government have weighed in behind swimming. They've specified in the Large Scale Sport Infrastructure Fund that they do want to see swim pools get built. We have the National Swimming Strategy was recently launched. So what would fit better than this leisure centre in a peninsula of over 40,000 people that doesn't have a public swimming pool? But we do have an application that we can get diggers on the ground ASAP if we can get the funding in place. So look, I think there's a huge amount of credit is due to the council staff that have brought to this point, to the Leisure Centre Committee, and for everybody who's supported this application, because I don't think we've ever been in a better place to see the realisation of our leisure centre that's laying vacant and derelict for far, far too long.